The Bible reads in the Gospel according to St. Luke, beginning at the 31st verse of the fourth chapter. And came down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath days. And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. And in the synagogue there was a man which had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God." And Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace, and come out of him." And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed and spake among themselves, saying, "What a word is this? For with authority and power he commanded the unclean spirits, and they come out." Supporting scripture from Matthew, the 12th chapter, verses 36 and 37. "But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned." And they were astonished at his doctrine, for his word was with power. On the basis of those verses, we like to use a thought of subject this morning. When God speaks, his power manifests. When God speaks, his power manifests. The Lord is truly worthy. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The Lord is worthy of all of our praises. When God speaks, his power manifests. There's something about the power of God that will get our attention one way or another. And sometimes when God gets our attention, we fail to understand that it's still for our good. Because a lot of times we have our minds made up as to what we want to do, how we want to do it, and what we expect the outcome to be. And many times the outcome is not always what you expect it to be. But I wonder this morning, do we really understand how serious it is just to be a child of God? What a blessing it is to not only be here, but to be able to come in here on your own accord. You had a mindset to come to the house of God, and you got to understand that even though you may even have a mind to come, God has to give you the strength and the ability to get up out of your bed and get out into your automobile, and then to give you traveling grace and mercy to arrive to your destination safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And on your way to the house of God, there should have been a conversation going on between you and the Master. "Lord, I stand in need of something this morning." And whatever it is, you can talk to God about it without closing your eyes. You can talk to God about it and let him know everything that you stand in need of just by merely thinking about it. Because we serve a God that is so powerful that he even knows our very thoughts. It is only by his grace and mercy that we are still considered in his favor. I don't know about you, Files Chapel, but I believe that we are yet still in the favor of God. And it's a wonderful thing to be in God's favor and experience what it's like to walk in your season. You see, sometimes when you're in your season, you don't realize that you're in your season, because we have a mind to look for great things and for big things. But while we are trying to strive for those big things, God is blessing us with so many little things that we look over them. You see, you don't have to already arrive to be blessed. Some of us think that the only time we are blessed is when somebody considers us to be on top. And when you're on top, you can't stay on top all the time, because you're going to burn out. There's going to be somebody else that's going to bump you up out your place, and they're going to be on top. And when you're not on top anymore and you're not the big dog anymore, what are you going to do? See, when you think that you're up above everybody else and it's all about you, and it don't click unless I pop my king, then you got a problem somewhere. Because there's going to come a time that you can't pop your finger. But somebody somewhere can't. I believe this morning that every negative thing that you can list concerning your life, that there's two or three positive things that you can also talk about. Because when you're in God's favor, God never, ever lets you down. When you're in God's favor, a lot of times you walk around talking about, I was lucky, but no, you was blessed. When you're in God's favor, no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper, because they may knock you down, but they can't keep you down. How many of you know that when you're down, all you got to do is get yourself back up? Don't sit there and wait on somebody to pick you up. Get up. When you're in God's favor, I don't care what they say, it's what he says that makes the difference. David would say, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Because when we take time to think of his goodness, there ought to be a word of praise on our lips. That's why we're here this morning to offer praise and thanksgiving to a God that has done wonderful things. See, everything from last Sunday up to this moment right now, it didn't go my way. Every day wasn't the kind of day that I was looking for it to be. But I found out that the world does not revolve around me. Why is it that you think because you had a bad day that the world getting ready to come to an end? Somebody else had a bad day. But the good thing about having a bad day is to have had some good days so you can recognize and understand what a bad day is. Do you really know what a bad day is? A bad day is a day when I can't feel the presence of my God. A bad day is a day when I done lost my mind. But when I think about my good days, you see, last week when we stopped by to see Mother Betty on Tuesday, we didn't know she was going to die on Wednesday. So that made Tuesday a good day for me. Oh, glory. There's nothing like seeing somebody just when you need to see them. What does it take for you to have a good day? Last week it rained and it rained and it rained, but how many of you know that we needed every bit of that rain? There were a couple of days that we declared it was hot as hell. And without the rain, it just got hotter and hotter and hotter. If you got a problem with hell, you better get your life together. Because if you can't stand the heat, you sure don't want to bear it. But it's a reality for any and all of us, preachers included. Last week, in all of the rain, God still blessed us. The minister's conference prayed for a youth crusade. God showed himself awesome, powerful, and he manifests himself all over the place. Because when God speaks, his power manifests. Watkins did his thing. Collins did his thing. But they were just instruments and vessels used by a mighty God. When God spoke through those men, his power manifests. That's why I thank God for a good week. I give thanks to God for being the kind of God that'll renew your strength. You can run all week and you can say I'm tired, but God got a way of giving you back your strength. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the world we live in today, everything high tech, our communication possibilities has preceded our own mindset. When you think about the old days, it makes us aware that when we read and we heard about all the things that were going to happen in the future, here we are living our future. And then when we think the way that things are still advancing, where will it end? We've seen so many things change. There was a time when if you worked for the post office, you had a good, solid job. Worked every day except the major holiday and Sunday. Rain, sleet, snow, sunshine, hot, cold, the postman always had a job. But today, with our modern technology, with our wirelesses and our data services, we don't write letters anymore. We don't send postcards anymore. We text or we email. And in seconds, we have made contact across town, across state, even across country. And where it used to take 2 or 3 days or 4 or 5 days to get in contact with somebody, you can just, and just in a few moments, they got your thought in their head. Look where God has brought us from. But now, when I was young, I was taught to think before you speak. Anybody else in here was taught that? Oh God. We got quite a few that didn't get that lesson. But for those of us that were taught that, how many of you know that it works? Because sometimes, just out of your reflexes and the way that you respond to folk, you just sort of instamatic, and if somebody says something to you, you just bounce out. And a lot of times you say some things that you really might have shouldn't have said. But if you took the time to think, God has a way of pulling that tongue in just a little bit and helping you not make a fool out of yourself. But now, I said that to say this. That same lesson need to be a part of our young folk, especially, because they are the text experts. They can talk to you and text their friend at the same time and never miss a beat. If they're not texting, they're tweeting. If they're not tweeting, they're Facebooking. And it's gotten so popular that now the old folk have gotten online. Any old folk in here on Facebook? And the social network. Well, I come to let you know, along with our young folk this morning, that think before you text. Because everything you put on that social network is just like what come out of your mouth. You cannot retrieve it and take it back. So you gotta be careful what you write. And the sad thing with this modern technology is not only the person that you sent it to, but people all over the world can see what you got on your mind. Now, do you want everybody in your head, in your business? Keep it off the internet. I hope that whoever needed to hear that got it. Because it's no joke. That's a serious thing there. And a lot of our young people don't understand that sometimes you got to go back to the old way. When you got a problem with somebody, in the old day, you know, you have to wait until you could see them face to face. Then we got the telephone. So you could call them up and tell them off or tell them whatever you had on your mind. But now when we got the telephone, there was a party line. So now you might have been telling somebody else, but somebody else was listening in on what you were talking about. And that's how your business got all across town, because how many of you knew how to hold down the little button and pick it up so that you can just slide your ear on it and they don't know nobody picked up? See, I'm not the only nosy somebody in here, am I? It's amazing what we remember when somebody just sort of jug us a little bit. But then, modern technology gave us the cell phone. Cell phone today is almost like a hard monitor. You don't have that cell phone, look like you just not going to be able to make it. How many of you ever done left home and realized I don't have my cell phone and went all the way back home? Like it's oxygen, like it's your lifeline. Why? Because you want to be able to communicate. But now, communication is very important. That's one of my main pet peeves as a leader, is communication. You hear me say it over and over again. Just if you share a few words, it will cut out a whole lot of trouble and confusion just by communication. But in order to operate in a spirit of oneness, we got to communicate and share things one with another. We got to understand that the form of our communicating is through and by the use of words. Without words, where would we be? The written word, the spoken word. Words are important to our very existence. Words can be healed and words can hurt. Words can lift up your spirits. And words can crush your dreams. It's been said that money makes the world go round. But I believe that it's words. Because from a toddler days even to right now, we have been using words. In fact, we talk so much that God realized that we got a problem in our mouth. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Y'all thought I was tired, didn't you? I'm not tired. God done renewed my strength. So I'm going to preach this message. God got me up at 4 o'clock this morning. Make sure that I have something to say to his people. And I got something to say this morning. The Bible says through the words of James, my brethren, be not many masters, knowing that you shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any may offend not in word, the same is a perfect man and also able to bridle the whole body. Behold, we put bits in the horse's mouth and they may obey us, but we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ship, which they be so big and so great. They are driven by a furious wind, but they are turned by a very small helm, whatsoever the governor listeth. Then the Bible says, even so the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindred. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body. It setteth on fire the course of nature. It is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast, of bird, and of serpents, of things in the sea is tamed and have been tamed by mankind. But the Bible declared that the tongue cannot maintain. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. So you got to be careful about that little thing that you got in your mouth. It lets you know that you got to be careful. That you just can't say any and everything that comes to your mind. The Bible said, but I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, that they shall give an account of, therefore, in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy word thou shalt be condemned. You see, we got to understand this morning that even the words that you say out your mouth, every word that comes out of your mouth is being recorded by Almighty God. And you got to understand that every idle word does not mean every evil word. Sometimes we think that it's just talking about the bad things. But an idle word is something that's not absolutely necessary. So if there's something that you don't need to say, you ought to be mindful about running off at the mouth. You ought to learn how to hold your peace. You ought to learn that everything that you say ought not be said. There comes a time that you got to know that there comes a time that you got to open up your mouth and you got to speak what God has told you to say. But if God didn't say it, you better learn how to keep your mouth closed. You see, when God speaks, his power manifests. Manifest means to make it clear or apparent. When it's manifest, it's obvious and it will be revealed to be proven to be true. So when God speaks, his word manifests because he speaks with all power. How many remember that God just said, let there be. And we saw that it is. By the power of the word of God, everything that we know that exists came by God saying one day, let there be light. And all of a sudden we see that there's a light. So when God speaks, his power manifests. And I stop by to let somebody know that if you got a problem in your life, all you got to do is trust the power of God. For the Bible said that Jesus was going down to Capernaum, down by the way of Galilee. And there he was teaching in the synagogue. And as he taught in the synagogue, they began to talk about him. Say, oh, as he taught his authority, his doctrine is with all power. His word is with all authority. There's something different about this man. For when he opens up his mouth, everything seems to be different. There's something about the name of Jesus. When God opens up his mouth, things will begin to come to pass. So I stopped by to tell somebody that there was a man that was caught up with a whole lot of demons. You know the devil will get in you sometimes. But I want to let you know that God knows every demon. For the Bible said that the Lord our God, he just spoke the word and told that demon, come on out of him. But the demon said, what do we have to do with thee, O Jesus Christ of Nazareth? In other words, he recognized exactly who Jesus was. For the devil himself said, you are the Holy One. You are the one of God. When you hear the word of God, you ought to know the difference. My sheep know my voice, for I call them by their name. Anybody know the name of the Lord? God speaks with power, and that power will take care of us. The Bible said that when he told the demon to come out, that he made him fall down in the midst of them. But didn't no hurt, harm, or danger come upon that man because he was in the hand of a mighty God. I just want to let you know that when God speaks, the power manifests. If God said, come on in, everything is going to be all right. If the doctor say no, but God say it's going to be all right, I'm going to take what God say. For the Bible said it's better to obey God rather than to listen to what man got to say. Because man got limitations. With men, some things are impossible. But with God, all things are possible. God said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. And I will give you rest. God said that every day is sweeter than the day before. God said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Have you got a taste of God? Have you got a little bit of God? How many of you know this morning that when the Lord God speaks, we have to hear, we have to answer, we have to do what God said do. When the Lord speaks, his power manifests. I don't care who laid hands on you. Fall out if you want to. But it wasn't that man or that woman, but it was the power of a mighty God. God has an awesome power. And that power will take care of us when nobody else is around. God's power will always be right there. If God can just speak the word. And there was something about his words that made them talk amongst themselves, saying something about this man. He speaks with all authority. What is power? Authority. So God has the authority to speak it in existence. Remember last week when we talked about compassion? God, all he did was said, man, get up. And God, the man got up from the dead. God speaks, and his power manifests. When God spoke to you and told you that I am the Savior of the world, all you got to do is confess and believe in me. And when you did that, his power manifests inside you. And you became a believer, trusting in the power of a mighty God. Do you believe in God's power this morning? Do you believe in the word of God? We are not in a position to be there like the disciples and those people were to just hear him. But when we hear men and women declare this word, that's God's word. And we can't add or take away, or we shouldn't. So if we give it just like it is, it speaks with power and authority. If you got a problem, a situation in your life, and you're looking for an answer, don't Google. Read the Bible. And it will give you the answers to life. Remember, every idle word that men shall speak, we have to give an account of. So, if it don't need to be said, if you just like to hear yourself talk, find you something else to do.